Well, maids like me. I'm neat. I like maids. They're neat.
Everybody ought to have a maid. Everybody ought to have a working girl. Everybody ought to have a lurking girl to potter around the house. Everybody ought to have a maid. Everybody ought to have a menial, consistently congenial, and quieter than a mouse. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delicious, tidying up the dishes, neat as a pin? Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful, sweeping out, sleeping in? Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who, when fetching you your slipper, will be winsome as a whippoorwill and graceful as a grouse. Fluttering up the stairways, shuttering up the windows, cluttering up the bedroom, buttering up the master, buttering all around the house.
A maid?
A maid.
A maid?
A maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid. Everybody ought to have a serving girl, a loyal and unswerving girl, who's quieter than a mouse.
Oh, oh, think of her at the dustbin, especially when she's just been tracing about.
Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful,
living in,
giving out.
Everybody ought to have a maid, someone who you hire when you're short of help, to offer you the sort of help you never get from a spouse.
Coming through the attic,
chattering in the cellar,
clattering in the kitchen,
flattering in the bedroom,
pottering all around the house.
The virgin, how is she?
A maid.
A maid.
A maid.
A maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who's efficient and reliable, obedient and pliable, and quiet and a mouse.
Wouldn't she be so nimble, fiddling with her thimble, mending her gown?
Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful,
to leaning up,
leaning down?
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Someone who'll be busy as a bumblebee,
and even if you grumble, be as graceful as a grouse.
Wriggling in the ante room,
jiggling in the living room,
giggling in the dining room,
wiggling in the other rooms,
partying all around.
Tell me the virgin, how is she? I want to tell me the virgin. I want to know how she. How is the virgin?
She's very low. Remember the smile? It's now nearly a grin.